Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your name and we thank you, Father. We thank you and we praise you for bringing us along as far as we have come. And we pray that you will continue the sanctification process within each of us. We also, Father God, ask you for an anointing of trust to fall upon our hearts so that we are able to withstand what appears to our hearts to be delays associated with the things that we believe are going to come to pass, potentially judgments, potentially just the Satan at his strongest, probably in the history of the world. And we expect things to degrade and get real bad real fast. But on the other hand, Father, that your will be done. We pray in Jesus' name that your will be done. You would want not one to perish, and neither do we. We ask you to place the heart of Jesus within our hearts, that we will seek you with all of our hearts, that we will spend that time, if it's 15 minutes, if it's 30 minutes, if it's 40 minutes, even better, on our knees early in the morning before even the first birds begin to tweet outside of our windows, so we have absolutely no distractions and can immerse ourselves in your very presence, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Father, we just praise your holy name. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our prosperity. We thank you for helping to alert us to the things that are being done to us, to our food supplies, our air supplies, our water supplies, and all the horrors that are happening to people, Father God, that will maybe make us a little sick for a little while, but through your grace and incredible power in the name of Jesus, we will overcome these things. We will get better. We will learn to strengthen our immune systems in accordance to the attacks that are coming out against all of your saints. And Father, we pray that you will help us to be strong, strong with deep roots along that river of that crystal river that we pray flows through us continuously, washing us and making us pure. For Titus 1:15 says to the pure, all things are pure, and that's who we want to be in our walk. Father, please cleanse and totally purify our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our flesh, our tongues, our record-keeping books in heaven, and our robe and gowns in heaven, with your precious blood and your holy fire. And Father, any addictions, anything that we feel we may not be within the perfect harmony of your will, any part of our life that we just feel a little edgy about, that's likely a tug coming from the heavenly office of your awesomeness. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to nag at us and touch us in whatever way to pull us away from whatever direction that is not in perfect alignment with walking straight on that narrow path to the day that we are rescued from this place. May we all spend a disproportionately large amount of time praising you all throughout the day and praying for so many people that are lost. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father, and we also ask you, any of the notions, items, suppositions, estimations, guesstimations that are shared on this program, Father God, that are outside of the harmony of your perfect understanding and will for your children, Father, we just pray, please, allow them to slip into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. But Father, the things that are important, the things that are accurate, as we try to guesstimate or estimate or whatever you want to call it, Father, as we work our way through these things with the help of your scripture and also with the help of your servants, the prophets, with the help of our ability through your anointing in our lives to be able to put together that 3,000, maybe 10,000 piece puzzle set to have a better understanding of where we stand against the works of the devil and make the adjustments in our lives that will protect us appropriately so that we will be able to fulfill the will and that which was written in our books before we came to this earth. Psalm 139:16. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father God. Anoint us, embed in our hearts those things we need to know. Give us the motivation we need to make it through these days. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father. Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So if I sound a little bit tired, don't, you know, I've had people, friends and stuff. You're all my friends. I consider every one of you my friends. I hope I never say anything to upset anybody. I don't mean to. And I apologize in advance because, you know, I have to talk extremely fast to get out the information that I'm trying to get out in this in an hour's time. The other thing is there have been some people that have recently started to listen to these 1 hour programs that came from the Blog Talk Radio listening community, and they're unfamiliar with the ultra high fidelity sound that we get through these through this method of sending out information through this particular custom podcast. And so, of course, they say things, you know, they say, are you okay, John? Are you all right? Are you doing okay? You don't sound the same. You know, you don't sound... Well, there's a reason for that. When you go from Blog Talk Radio, which has the fidelity of a long-distance phone call from the 1930s, to Ultra HD, which has, CD or DVD-like qualities and its ability to sample and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to get into audiophile stuff, but when you move from a microphone in a format that has very low fidelity to one that has exceedingly high fidelity, the individual doing the talking is going to sound completely different. So that's just a normal thing that happens in the realm of UHD quality podcasting. So anyway, praise God. And we do want to try to keep these down to an hour, and it's getting harder and harder, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about a couple of things. So as people are getting smarter and the listeners of this program are getting smarter and the vast majority of the world is getting smarter about searching for information on Twitter as opposed to Facebook or as opposed to YouTube or any one of the half a dozen other, there's some pretty good stuff on Rumble still. My information flow, my intel tells me that a very noteworthy number of Christian podcasting services have been gravely interrupted, had massive technical difficulties even on Rumble. So the other thing that's happening right now is that Twitter is getting censored by Elon Musk. Now, we should have known that. I mean, that's what you do. You lure people in. You lure them in. You bring them in. Come one, come all. This is the place to go. It is the banyan of free speech. Follow me, says the Pied Piper as he leads you right into the pits of hell. And that's essentially what we have going on with the newly established, soon-to-be government of the United States, where the vast majority of people in the world, and especially the Christian church, which I refer to as Christianity, I'm sorry, churchianity, they believe that Donald Trump was chosen by God as their savior. Okay. And I'm not going to get in. This isn't about. All I can tell you is that the vast majority of things that Donald Trump has promised are already being reneged upon. He's already pulling them back. He's putting in people into his cabinet positions that are part of the World Economic Forum. Heavily. Did you know that Elon Musk in 2008 was named by the World Economic Forum as one of the young leaders of the World Economic Forum for the entire year of 2008? I have images of him wearing an upside-down black cross and a Baphomet on the front of his shirt. I don't share everything. But I, you know, touch upon it. I allude to it. So we're in a situation right now. Let me just be as clear as possible, but speak in generalities, and I know that you'll understand. We're in a situation right now which is an absolute worst-case scenario. Okay, when the vast majority of churchianity, when the vast majority of even other countries believe that our forthcoming government here in the United States is going to solve all the problems of the world, and they have drunk the Kool-Aid, they see no harm, they don't mind it if there are choices for the cabinet that are absolutely as evil as evil can be. They don't care. They're so blinded and hungry for change and the good things that they have heard spoken of by the various chosen ones for the new government. We'll leave it at that. I can name names, but I don't want to get into that. There's goods against, there are noteworthy bad things that people have said that are part of the, and they're believing, these people who have drunk that Kool-Aid are believing that the people that were chosen by Donald Trump are all good. Now, I know that they can monkey with videos and stuff like that, but I stumbled across a video that even showed Melania with eyes that appeared clear. Now, it wasn't as clear as the one that I had posted on tribulationnow.com, okay, of Donald Trump with the eyes of a viper, okay, to quote the testament of Amaron from the Dead Sea Scrolls. Who are you? What are you? They have eyes of a viper. You know, we have been made rulers over men. These are texts, you know, that I'm summarizing from our holy anointed Bible. Just because the Vatican of all agency or organizations decided to pull a whole bunch of those books out of our Bible, consider the source. We're dealing with one of the most satanic organizations in the entire world ever. It's in the catacombs of the Vatican where they take 12-year-olds that are part of the Illuminati bloodline, the true blue blood. Bloodline. They take them at the age of 12 down into the catacombs to watch human sacrifice. It's part of their indoctrination. It gets so much more dark than that, but I'm not going to get into that. I don't want to pick on just the Vatican because of the number of dark agencies out there, too many to count. And the number of things that they do that are horrible and can't be repeated, too many to count, too many to repeat, too many to talk about. You know, if we touch upon it a little bit, you know, say things like they're drinking adrenochrome, they're killing babies, whatever the case is. Believe me, that's the tip of the iceberg. Really is. And we're really not, all we want to do is we want to be wise as serpents. We want to know what they're up to. We want to have an idea who the serpents are. Now, I'm as guilty as charged. I want to think positively. I do. I want to think positively. But when somebody holds up evidence in front of my face, and I'm like, wait a minute. Because that's part of the tactic of the evil one. The tactics of the evil one are the Pied Piper tactics. Tell them all the wonderful things that they want to know. Make all kinds of promises. And then, of course, you can blame it on those rhinos in Congress for it not coming to pass. Blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing we see all the time. The situation that would be most unfortunate would be to think for a moment that there's a changing of the guard that is godly in its nature. It is not. Folks, I have seen so many things that Trump promised being completely reneged upon already. And January 6th has not come to pass. We have heard strong statements very authoritative, strong statements from people who are high up that have said that the 14th Amendment will be levied against Donald Trump because he was busted for being an insurrectionist, therefore he's ineligible, etc. So there's just so many things that they have up their sleeves right now. That would be multiple hours of shows. And I don't want to talk about it. We just need to be aware that they have a whole portfolio of evil that they're planning on bringing out. When we had Robert Vandreas Mitchell on the phone, and again, I have not given up on looking at other formats. The one that Stephen Ben Noon's on, they have emailed me, and they were very kind. And they said, have you thought it over? Would you like to join our package? Well, maybe I will. I just have to get my head, right now we're getting out of the holiday season period, and a lot of things have happened. And plus, I'm getting thrown, unfortunately, and it breaks my heart, but that's a trick. It's a trick of Satan. It's a tactic of Satan. Satan wants to keep the saints off their feet. And the more damage that you're doing to the kingdom of Satan, the more he wants you dead. So he's going to make absolutely sure that you are in a job. Now, granted, there's a blessing and a curse always associated with things. The blessing is that our Heavenly Father is taking care of us, that we might have a job and eat. And also to be able to seed into the kingdom, which is the number one reason why we want to have a job. That's all Acts 2 and 3. All right, now here's the thing. Satan, on the other hand, is going to use that same job that you need to be able to survive off of and do programs or whatever the case is, whatever work it is you're doing for the Lord. And believe me, it's not about quantity. It's about quality. Okay, so in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 14, 15, 16, it says that, that your works will be tested of what sort they are, S-O-R-T. Look that up in the Greek and you'll find out that that means quality. I was feeling a little depressed yesterday, and my friend from Belgium, who I really love. I love everybody. I do everything that I'm doing, as you know. Surely you can deduce that out of love, because I won't take your money. I never have taken anybody's money ever. I've never had a PayPal button for me. I promote giving to the poor all the time. I don't want your money. I've talked to the Lord about this over 15 years ago, maybe 16 years ago. And, it was like, Lord, as long as you can keep me working, freely you have been given, freely you should give. To me, it just seems like a Jesus-y thing to do, right? All right, praise God. So it has been a blessing for me. It has been a very big challenge as well, ups and downs, and that's just kind of how it goes. Well, I was feeling kind of down yesterday for a number of reasons. It's holidays and stuff like that, and being alone for the whole holiday is no fun. My daughter did come over on Christmas Day, so that was kind of cool. But anyway, because I was feeling down, all I can say is that a couple of people said some really nice things, and it's fascinating, but my friend Shamil said, if all your work over these last 13 years only amounts to the salvation of one soul, you have done good. And let me tell you, that one came straight down from the throne room of God. Praise his name. And I pray it's a lot more, but, these are confusing times that we live in right now, and it's very easy to get distracted by that which is on the internetosphere. There's a lot of stuff out there, folks, that is not true, and it's very convincing. All right, so, sorry, I got to take a lot of drinks of water. It's early in the morning. Welcome to 2025. It is now Wednesday, January the 1st of the year 2025, the very year that Madame Blavatsky, but her understudy, Alice Bailey, in 1953 said that 2025 is the year that the hierarchy of darkness will be revealed. That, to me, speaks a lot. I mean, that says, well, there's your 2 Thessalonians 2, Antichrist being revealed. We also know that the power signs and lying wonders and God sends a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie is in full progress right now. 2 Thessalonians, when 2 Thessalonians 2 is completed, when all the boxes are fully checked, to the degree that our Heavenly Father wants to manifest them. Because we don't know what degree. You know, when he says he sends a strong delusion, we're like, okay, well, okay, you're sending the strong delusion now, so can we go home? Folks, everything in the Bible is an understatement. I'm going to say it one more time. Everything in the Bible is an understatement. And with a few small exceptions, for example, when it calls it out specifically, when it says Damascus will be turned into a ruinous heap in Isaiah 17, which, by the way, is a judgment against Syria as well as a judgment against Israel. So it's both. As I've said many times, the two most judged countries in the world out of 195 major countries, 243 with island nations, are Israel and the United States. Okay. And people who don't believe that, that's unfortunate, and that probably because they went to some type of a Bible college and became a PhD or whatever and were ordained by man instead of Jesus. Anyway, so I'm looking at my time. My time is going to be eaten away. I can see that for sure. But I do want to concentrate on a couple of things that are very important. I want to try to pluck out of the fog, pun intended, the stuff that's important. So first and foremost, if you have had the fog come down on your neighborhood or around about where you live, or you've had the drive through the fog or whatever the case is, if you have smelled or tasted that evil that's in this stuff that looks like a fog, but it's not a fog, it's poison. Now, if you've been exposed to it, pray with me now in Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lay your hands on yourself, by the way. This is a Smith Wigglesworth trick that he used when he went to Sweden and they outlawed laying hands on one another. Lay hands on yourself. Through the power of the mighty power of the name of the Lord Jesus, we command all things that have entered our bodies, all things that would do us harm in the name of Jesus, we render them inert. In the name of Jesus, we command them out. Get out of our bodies, and we declare the immunity of Jesus Christ and the blood to move through our bodies and strengthen us and restore us to perfect health in the name of Jesus. And we declare the holy fire of God, a thorny hedge of protection around each of us on all sides in Jesus' name, that nothing unclean, nothing poisonous can harm us. We command it out now. Purify and purge us with your holy fire in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Extend the Holy Spirit whirlwind around about us, that we shall stand strong by the supernatural presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power from on high to protect us from the evil that is being injected into us from all directions in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we also pray for an increased immunity, that divine protection around us, again, Job 1:9, on all sides, will increase our immunity against the darkness as they try. We know, Jesus, you said it rains on the just and the unjust, and we understand that Isaiah 57:1 talks about, you know, godly people being taken away from evil. But Father, we want to continue. We want to make the rapture. We pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. And in accordance with Matthew 18:19, there is more than two of us on earth praying together. We thank you for your promises. We stand to those promises. Keep us strong and keep us healthy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. Also, I want to share with you a hydroxychloroquine recipe. Okay. So please, now remember, this is an you can go back and re-listen to this over and over again. Okay. And that's very important to take note of. You can rewind, play it again, rewind, play it again, rewind, play it again, rewind, play it again. This is important. All right. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you this hydroxychloroquine recipe. So the pills that you can purchase of hydroxychloroquine, if you know the various places to go, will give you pills. Okay, some of them are 100 milligrams, some of them are 200 milligrams, blah, blah, blah. People are waking up, so my phone's going to start dinging all over the place. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. All right, and here, what you need are, and again, you're going to have to make this over and over again, so you might want to buy extra, okay? But this is, so the pill hydroxychloroquine is made from what I'm going to share with you right now. It's actually it's God's food. It's God's food. But they make it into a pill. They've been using it for over 100 years, it's also known as the daily pill. Okay, so Doctors Without Borders, who operate in countries that are highly prone to malaria outbreaks, carry these in their pocket. They take one a day because they stop viruses, cold. So they won't get malaria, blah, 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 blah. Now you might say, what about bacterial stuff? Well, I'm a big proponent of colloidal silver myself. If I feel something coming on that, my bottom line is this, hydroxychloroquine and colloidal silver. And it's better to have low part per million colloidal silver than no colloidal silver at all. So if you live in another country and you can't get the strong stuff like we can here in the United States, get what you can. And don't be afraid of it. You're not going to turn into some strange gray creature that walks around scaring little children. It's just absolutely ridiculous. That just goes to show you the extent to which the forces of darkness will go to prevent us from having the most simple remedies. Here goes. Hydroxychloroquine. Praise Jesus. Alrighty then. Okay. You need to have, for a batch, these are your ingredients. 4 grapefruit, 4 lemons, 4 oranges, and 4 liters of diet tonic water. 4 liters. Liters almost, it's practically a quart, or close. But anyway, of diet tonic water. Okay? 4 grapefruit, 4 lemons, 4 oranges, and 4 liters of diet tonic water. Okay? That's it. There's your 4 ingredients for hydroxychloroquine. And here's how you make it. Step number 1, cut fruit into quarters, leaving the peel on. Cut the fruit into quarters, leaving the peel on the fruit. Number 2, squeeze juices into a pot and add fruit. Okay, so what you do is you take the pieces. Before you do anything else, you grab those quarters. You've got 4 pieces of grapefruit. Take one piece at a time and squeeze the juice into a pot. You do that for the lemons. You do that for the 4 pieces of lemons because you cut them into quarters, and 4 pieces of grapefruit because you cut them into quarters. Oh, I'm sorry, and the oranges, you cut those into quarters too, and you squeeze all of those. Okay, 4, 4, and 4. Squeeze the juice into a pot. All right, and then you add the fruit. Add 3 liters of the tonic water to this fruit and peel and juice mixture in the pot. Okay, add the 3 liters of the diet tonic water on top, okay, of the fruit in the pot. Then you cover and simmer it for 2 full hours. Simmer, for those of you who aren't really good cooks and stuff, it basically what you want to do is you want to start out high or relatively high on your stove until it starts to bubble. And then you take, as soon as you see it start to bubble, you take the stove temperature setting and you swirl it down to about a 2. Okay, really, really low. Because your goal for simmering is just a slight bubble. Slight little bitty teeny weeny bit of bubble. All right, number 5. Top off with remaining liter of tonic water. So the tonic water that you didn't, you had 4 liters. You want to top it off with the remaining liter of the tonic water. There's your 4th liter. Dump it over the top in the pot. And then you allow it to cool. And then just set it on the stove, keep the lid on it, and just ignore it for a couple of hours. Maybe 3 hours, maybe whatever. Just let it go. Let it cool on the stove with the lid on. Okay? And then you want to take a strainer. Hopefully have something more than just a colander, because that would probably cause too much of the stuff to leak through. But a strainer would be good if you have one, proper one. Ideally, a strainer comes in the form, if all you have is a colander, just use the colander. Okay? But if you have a strainer, that would be something that looks more like a steel net. Okay? And that keeps more of the pulp inside the mixture. Okay? Then you store it in the refrigerator. Now, how are you going to store it in the refrigerator? Well, it would be kind of handy if you have yourself like maybe some kind of a container that you can put it in. Doesn't say any, there's no restrictions on the type of the container that you put it in your fridge. Okay, so if you ever have something like that, it'd be easier than sticking the whole pot in the fridge. But anyway, if you do have a container, hopefully you do, put it into the container, put on a lid, stick it in the fridge, and drink as much as you like. Pure vitamin C with quinine. Enjoy. Now, here's the thing. What this particular recipe does not tell you is that if you were doing it to protect yourself from contagions, like the fake gain of function H5N1 stuff they're about to throw at us and call Sears with a 50% mortality rate, the horrible things that are coming our way, you're going to want to take a cup, you know, just probably 8 ounces. Usually when a person says a cup a day, they're talking about an 8-ounce cup. That's half of a Pepsi Cola, half of a Pepsi Cola or a Coke or anything else. Those are 16 ounces. You want half of that, and you drink 8 ounces, an 8-ounce cup, each day. If you have 4 little kids, you want to give them each a cup to drink each day. All right. And also, if you want to sweeten it up a little bit, you know, you could use anything that's healthy, you know, okay? So just hopefully you know what you can use that is healthy. I personally like erythritol. It's a little bit hard to spell, but I will find it, and you can buy it in pretty easily in most places, but who knows. And that is, there it is. It's E-R-Y-T-H-R-I-T-O-L, erythritol. This heals enamel in teeth, believe it or not. There are people that had to have tooth extractions from heavy cavities and things like that who found out about erythritol and were able to completely heal their teeth and not need any drilling at all. So erythritol is known for healing tooth enamel. I even have some toothpaste made from erythritol. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, now that I burned up a good half an hour, I did want to get that stuff out to you because it's so super unbelievably important, really, for the days that we're in right now. Got to get a drink here. Hold on. All right. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. So we are now officially into 2025. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All righty. All right, so we need to pray for an anointing of patience upon our hearts so that we do not get discouraged, because getting discouraged is something that I'm really good at. And so I'm praying fervently for myself. Physician, heal thyself. If you're a sick physician, you can't help anybody else, can you? All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, we got to really pray for an anointing of patience. We do not know what God's plans are. He is still in full control and always will be. But anyway, it does appear to me that we are moving very rapidly. Now, we haven't seen the fulfillment of the third seal yet. That's a global financial collapse. We all know that we're teeter-tottering on the very edge of that. We are seeing forward motion into the fourth seal, which is World War III. And we also know that the Day of the Lord, which is kicked off by a large meteor smashing into the Atlantic Ocean, which causes the great earthquake of Revelation 6:12, which kicks off the Day of the Lord. That same earthquake, by the way, is in Ezekiel 38, verse 19. So once the full world war gets rolling forward, we have Iran right now who is they have declared war against Israel, and all the delays, according to the experts out there, are associated with the fact that they're preparing for a massive onslaught against Israel. The UAE is at arms. Right now we have attacks going on between the Taliban and Pakistan. I mean, there's been statements about that Jordan is not safe and that they're going to get mowed over. Damascus is in the process of being turned into a ruinous heap. There are all kinds of threats coming down from Erdogan in Turkey. He may be the king from the north. A lot of people assumed it was Russia, but you know what? The more likely candidate is Erdogan. He's got a 2 million man army that he can muster in the wink of an eye. The threats are flying like crazy all over the place. Anyone who doesn't think that we're in the throes of World War III right now, all wars ramp up. All wars ramp up. The people that were part of World War I, the people that were part of the Civil War, the people that were part of the French and all the different wars. You could just sit there and just name them all off. Napoleon Bonaparte, all of these wars. None of them started at the click of a finger. Nobody came along and said, on Monday we're going to go to war, and then the entire continent of Europe was completely full of cannons and horses and tanks and everything else under the sun. It's not how it works. They all ramp up. And the thing that causes them the most are alliances. Oh, you attacked my friend in France. Well, that does it. We're going to have to jump in and join France and everybody else. And so things like NATO are actually, they sell them as a concept to reduce war or reduce threats. But in reality, it is those types of agreements that cause the world wars to occur in the first place. If you go back and study World War II and all that kind of stuff, that's essentially what happened back then. And they tried, different countries and such tried to stay out of the stuff as much as possible, and but it just kept getting bigger. Everybody continued to renege on the agreements that they pretended to, agree with. And one thing led to another, and it just expanded all over the place. So anyway, these are the things that happen during world wars, and we see all these things taking place already. We already have a huge alliance between America and Israel. That's unstoppable. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to project any feelings about it. We are not from here, and we are not staying here. Think about predestination. Think about knowing Jesus before the foundations of the earth. Read Psalm 139, verse 16. Highly recommend that you use the NLT, but I'm a multi-translation sort of a guy because I don't know. I have like 22 different versions of the Bible, and the Greek, and the Septuagint, and the Hebrew, and the lexicons, and the Englishman's concordances, and the Bible dictionaries, and all the commentaries. Thank you, Jesus. So if I get stuck on something, I have lots of resources. Not everybody has those. But the NLT is a good resource to have nearby. The enhanced amplified Bible is very good. I prefer the New King James. It's definitely more accurate than the King James. But anyway, look at Psalm 139, verse 16 through the NLT if you can. You can do it online. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. It speaks volumes. Okay, so anyway, we're not from here. We're not staying here. I could get more deep into it and say that the earth is basically a filter, which it is. We have to keep in mind, why did Jesus stand on the top of the hill and look over his shoulder, at the multitudes and say, if you cannot drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, you may not follow after me. And everybody looked at each other and said, this dude's a total nutcase. Let's get out of here. Well, that was Jesus' way of filtering out the onlookers, the gawkers. He is looking for those who have the spiritual acuity, light and love in them to qualify to rule and reign with him over all of creation. And not every Christian is going to be 100% obedient. A lot of them will be misled. And God is merciful and kind of uses a type of a bell curve. So there, you know, it's all about inheritance and rewards. Okay. And I'm not going to get into all the different rewards. You know, there's country mansions, city mansions. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that qualifies rewards. Inheritance, I believe, has to do with the hierarchy, the amount of the universes that you're going to be in charge of when you're ruling and reigning with Jesus. Okay? Parsecs of the universe. Are you going to handle an entire galaxy? Or how many people you're going to have been underneath you? That has, I believe that that has everything to do with inheritance. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's just my belief. And I have really good reasons, I think, you know, for believing that. Okay. Lots of stuff I could back it with, but unfortunately, far less time. All right. Praise God. So anyway, the fog. This, okay, try to, okay, anyways, I'm just going to have to cut to the chase. I'm sorry. If you don't want to believe me, you don't want to believe me. That's fine. You don't have to believe me. I'm cool with it. Anyway, the fog appears to be alien in nature, but this is not what people would knee-jerk to think. There are what's known and has been known for, well, probably over 100 years. Nah, I don't know. At least going back to the 40s, whatever that is. Probably close to 100. What's known as MIL labs. I suppose that stands for military laboratories. Now, the MIL labs, the ones that are part of Black Slate, Black Ops operations, that are, you know, nobody knows about them. Only the people that have a, quote, need to know. And they even compartmentalize information in the facilities. So, for example, when Bob Lazar was reverse engineering the scout crafts over at the S4 station, Bob only knew what Bob knew. He didn't know what his friend Chuck, who he ate lunch with every day, knew. And they both knew, even though they were eating lunch together, that if they shared what they were doing with one another, it could end their life. They take secretiveness and they take compartmentalization of information extremely seriously, and they make you sign contracts, and yes, they even have ways to make you completely forget everything you've ever known. So that little flashlight that they hold up in front of a person's face in the Men in Black programs, that's real. Okay, now, I'm not saying that they actually use a device that has that same shape and flash of light, but they do have methods that are alien in nature. The technology that the world is currently, the most advanced technologies that the world's been using over the years are from otherworldly beings, fallen angelic cursed beings. Think about the Sumerians. All the things that the Sumerians could do, you know, the mathematics, they were so far advanced from all the other civilizations that were on the earth. Where'd they get that information? Why did they put spaceships and spacemen and aliens on, chisel them into clay tablets and bury them down the road from Job's house in the land of Ur? Do you think it was because they were all kind of eating and drinking some peyote button tea and, you know, and giggling and saying, you know what, we can really mess with those people's heads in the 21st century. Let's put some aliens on the clay tablets and really mess up their heads. Maybe they'll even start a documentary series. Yeah, I wonder what they would call it. Maybe, I don't know, Ancient Aliens. Anyway. Okay. So, the fog is not fog. Okay, they are poisoning mankind. The number of locations that have been hit by this fog are astonishing. All right, so let me see if I can find some of these. So what happened was I was discussing the fog with a lot of different people, and some people that are very, very... I spoke to Elena. She was, you know, she knows a lot. I mean, anybody who's been on one of those big motherships and has toured and been a part of the the cities, the underwater cities, where these aliens walk freely through the hallways and such, and other hidden parts of the world. Don't even get me going on Antarctica and all that stuff. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, so, but it's real. So the challenge here is to understand the magnitude of the problem. Okay. And let's see here. More and more fog, nearly a third of the U.S. population. Okay, let me go ahead and open this one up and share this with you because I might have to actually read it. Okay. Quote, nearly a third of the United States population spanning 27 states is experiencing an unprecedented wave of dense fog, the thickest in nearly two decades. While mainstream media claims this extreme fog is perfectly normal for the season, social media is buzzing with reports of bizarre odors, unexplained illnesses linked to the phenomenon, with similar accounts emerging from the United Kingdom to the United States. I am here to tell you that it is worldwide. Now, is it hitting every single country? I don't know for sure. Has it hit other countries at different times and nobody realized it? And just kind of, whatever, you know, that kind of thing? We don't know. What we do know is that the information that has surfaced in the last 4 days, maybe five, indicates that it is international, okay? There, it's just almost impossible to capture all of the places that have been hit. So we know that they have, the evil ones have, you know, the Johns Hopkins University people, the Bill Gates people, all of the ones that are in the process, the Fauci's, the Gain of Function, the World Economic Forum, that the SEERS, S-E-E-R-S, SEERS pandemic is about to be released under the guise or under the masquerade, if you will, of H5N1. Okay, that's the only thing that that Alex Jones talks about right now. I mean, literally everything he talks about is like, it's that over and over again. There's a few other things he tosses in. It was under the tabletop exercise referred to as catastrophic contagion, and it's being practiced in South America for the year 2025. There are experts that are talking about how they're going to dethrone Donald Trump and keep him out of office or make his life so miserable he can't get anything accomplished, and that are saying that this pandemic, SEERS pandemic, catastrophic contagion 2025, is going to happen right around the 20th of January, which is the point in time where he's supposed to actually walk in and take the office. All right. Also, it's important to note, and I'm going to do a little bit of hopping around. It's also important to note that Iran has closed airspace. Okay, they have now given it a name. So not only have they declared war against Israel, which will be part of the fulfillment of Luke 21:20, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by its enemies, you know, run for it! Okay, that's what I would call a high-speed summary. All right, so anyway, they have a name called Operation True Promise. So they are in the process of getting everything ready. They're getting a lot of fighter jets right now from the Russian alliance. Okay, so this is not going to be just a couple of, you know, 100 missiles going into the air and making their life very difficult. Over, there's a lot of places that have been hurt. There have been bombs. Yemen is continuing to attack Ben Gurion. People are trying to get out and they can't. Fires all over the place. There's been a lot of damage done in Israel right now. So the situation is pretty hot. You throw in Iran and it's going to get a lot hotter. All right. Praise God. Also, it's important to note that President Putin has now officially withdrawn from the multilateral nuclear and environmental agreement. So that's just one more step to free him up to do pretty much whatever he wants to do. All right, praise God. Recently, we also had a strange blackout in the, what would you call it, country of Greenland, which is under Dutch control right now. But Trump made it very clear that he wants to take control of Greenland. So I'm not going to get into all that, but what was interesting is that Puerto Rico and Greenland both went totally dark over the holidays. For exactly how long the darkness, I think Puerto Rico is still dark, but I'm not sure about Greenland. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, also, it's important to note this, too. There was a report that just came out recently about an underground volcano. And I'm sorry, let me digress. An underwater, under the ocean volcano that is showing signs of a full eruption. And it turns out that that underwater, you know, under the ocean volcano is located right on the fault line of the Cascadia subduction zone. Whoa. If that thing goes off, well, it's no longer going to be a prophecy. It's going to be a reality. All right. So anyway, Netanyahu was diagnosed with stage 3 prostate cancer, but he went in and got it removed. So they're all saying everything is cool, honky-dory, high-five, and that kind of stuff. There have been about 4, maybe 5 major airlines that have crashed. All within the course, I think 4 of them went down within 24 hours, and then there was another. In some cases, people died. In some cases, they didn't. I believe American Airlines has downed. In other words, all 737-800s are now being inspected. Their landing gear is now being inspected because they're afraid to fly them. Now, what about the other airlines? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if I was flying right now, I'd be looking to see if that's a 737-800, and I'd be like seeing if I could find another airline. Okay, so anyway, all that weird stuff was happening over the holidays as well. And again, here's a report, another report that Iran is preparing to take Israel out in a much larger war, talking about the purchase and utilization of state-of-the-art jets, attack jets, and various equipment that you would use if you're going to do such a thing. All right, praise God. Okay, so I'm just kind of thumbing through some of these headlines. Oh, of course, Taliban is actively now attacking Pakistan. So it's bombs. It's bombs away, man. Bombs away. Explosions are taking place. They're taking out buildings, facilities, and it is an active war right now between Afghanistan and Pakistan. So that's just one more piece of the World War III puzzle, the fourth seal in progress. I think when the third seal gets kicked off, that it's going to come so fast that we're going to wake up the next day and turn our phones on and be forced to sign in to Donald Trump's version of a digital ID, unless something big happens before that, which we can't take off the table. All right. Praise God. So anyway, there's a lot of fuss about Israel using a second tactical nuclear bomb, in Syria at Tartus. By now, you probably are fully aware of that. But anyway, I did want to get this. Oh, and the other thing is the flooding and the strange tsunamis all over Peru, all over Chile, all over the west coast of South America, also up in the Santa Cruz area, I believe it was, of California. There are strange, just coming from the Pacific Ocean, these like mini tsunamis. And I'm telling you, when you look at the videos of these things, it's mind-blowing. Ships are flying up in the air. I forget how many, I forget how high some of these waves are, but just looking at the videos is enough to blow your mind. These ships are being lifted. The ships and the boats and such are being thrown up in the air, and they look like full-blown tsunami waves, and people are freaking out in the videos. So if you're not aware of that, that's also happening, and nobody knows what the source is, which is really strange. All right, Trump has made a proposal to Russia in regard to the Ukraine. Oh, we'll keep Ukraine out of NATO for 20 years, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, presence of peacekeepers in the Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera. And Putin said, nope, no thanks, beat it. I have a feeling what we're going to find out is pretty much everything that Trump has promised is going to be ixnayed and taken out. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So the John Lear testimony. Wow, that's really important. I'm going to have to do that. How can I mark that? I know. Hold on. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save post. I'm going to move that over to a special place. And Okay, so don't forget that the Pope had opened up those strange portals, and there were videos and images that had surfaced on the internetosphere showing the hands of, it actually, I have a photograph. Now, what was it faked? I don't know if it was faked. We can't tell with AI anymore. But it had Obama standing beside the Pope, and also they had like what appeared to be reptilian hands, although it was hard to see any image, and also some sort of a demon hanging over their neck. This was taken down off of Twitter very quickly. Twitter is becoming a heavily censored place. They've taken out Laura Loomer. They've taken out Stu Peters. The list of people that they have completely wiped off Twitter is astonishing. So it is now the new censorship platform. Okay? This is very important to note, because once Twitter is fully censored, you don't say anything bad about Israel. If you do, you're gone. You're toast. It's just the way it works. So, you know, you can't really talk about what the Bible says and the fact that they're going to be judged and all that other stuff. Just like we are. Or, I'm sorry, the United States of Babylon the Great. Those of you who are not from the United States of Babylon the Great, please forgive me. Sometimes I say things that are myopic in their tone, but I don't mean them to be. We're all in this together. None of us are from here. Whether you're from France, Australia, Tasmania, Jakarta, Burma, it doesn't matter. We are all one in Christ. Praise God. And we're not from here and we're not staying here. Hallelujah. All right. So checking my time. Am running low on time. I'm looking for, of course, there was the Treasury hack. That didn't really turn out to be much of anything. They got some documents they claimed, but doesn't appear that it's much of anything. All right, but then who knows? How do you know if they're telling you the truth? Okay. So again, because of the, hold on a second. Oh, the flooding. Oh, man. There is flooding everywhere. There's flooding in Israel. There's flooding in Chile. There's flooding in Peru. There's flooding in Ecuador. There's flooding in, Greece. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Rain. Flood. Cars washing down. It's absolutely insane, and it's happening on a global level. It is getting worse. It is not getting better. All right. And then here's the warning of the volcano at the Cascadia subduction zone. They're marking it. They're giving it. I don't know. It says axial seamount. AXIAL SEAMOUNT. Axial seamount. That's what I guess that's what they're calling it. So anyway, that is the name, supposedly, of the ocean volcano that is right on the Cascadia subduction zone. All right, now the fog that has been the number one thing. So just to give you a little bit of a taste, pun intended, the fog. So here's the thing: you say, "Well, John, you think everything is aliens? Everything is aliens with you, man." Okay, think about this: the Mill Labs. The aliens have been working in high tech with, I'm just going to be a myopic now, and I'm talking about the United States, but they also do it in Russia. They also do it in the different collections of the Illuminati. There are different species of aliens that appear to be working against one another, but they're not. That's how it works. It's like a caste system of government. They're all ultimately working for Lucifer. They're all ultimately working to the same end game. But to the people on the earth, they look like they're working against one another. So the ones that are working with Russia are working, and Russia says, "Oh, you're on our side. Yay." And the ones that are working with the United States Black Ops, "Oh, you're on our side. Yay." No, they're all on the same side. And that's the side of Lucifer. All right. So anyway, the fog is poisonous. It start. One person goes on and says, "I started sweating after I went outside and started breathing it. I am feeling very sick. People are complaining about all kinds of Alberta, Canada. Reports coming in from Belgium. It is unbelievable. A fog making people sick in the United Kingdom. Absolutely shocking. Now, I want to play this for you, but if this is the one that I think it is, there is a lot of really filthy language in it. Let's just say the guy is going, "What the blankin' blankety blank is this blankin' blank? This blanking stuff is so sickening and blank. Who did this to us? The blank blankety blank 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 blank." So basically, once you take all the blanks out, you have one statement, and that is, what is the government doing to us now? So it says that they, you know, that they've been getting hit with it for three straight days all over the United Kingdom. People got rapidly ill with cold and flu-like syndrome symptoms, and you know, breathing even a small amount of exposure to this fog. There are, let's see here. The people who took very powerful flashlights outside when it was coming down in Florida. Look. Somebody asked me to go to my mailbox. I don't go to my mailbox very often, but I decided, it looks pretty clear outside. I'll just go ahead and take a walk down to my mailbox. It's a little bit of a distance. So I don't like to go but once every week or so, and especially when there's some creepy fog out there that's poisoning people, I'm kind of like, but I went ahead and decided to go. It didn't look very foggy, so I went for a walk to my post office. It stank. It stung and made my mouth, it was a horrible feeling, and I immediately went back in the house, shut the doors, and I'm not going back out for a while. I'm going to wait till things clear up, all right? So these massive mist falls in Florida and stuff like this, one lady had her swimming pool got so covered in, so when people go outside, it doesn't matter where. Okay, doesn't matter where, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's all over the United States. If it is, I know it's all over major parts of Europe. I know that they absolutely body slammed the United Kingdom with it. Okay, Canada, Alberta, Toronto, so many places getting hit with this dangerous fog. Now, the Mill Labs, the aliens have been working in these laboratories, exchanging sciences and technologies. In exchange, in theory, under the Greata Treaty that was part of Eisenhower, that they can abduct more and more people and perform experiments on them in trade for military technologies and such. Quantum computers, graphene oxide, allowing them to remote control people with 5G towers all over the world. You think that was something that some guy from DARPA made up? No, I'm here to tell you it was not. It was from the military laboratories that work directly hand-in-hand with reptilians and other creepy, horrible things. Okay, that's what they do. They exchange technologies. It's all in the Book of Enoch, but don't even... That's the iceberg, the tiniest little teeny-weeny... Imagine being on the largest iceberg in the world, and all you did was take a razor blade and scraped one snowflake off the top. That's about how much... that we're aware of. Okay, the technologies, the laser technologies, the things that they did in Maui with the directed energy weapons, the motherships that are all over the world right now, hiding mostly in the clouds and now in the fog. Where do you think all these little orbs come from? The orbs are actually energy devices of some type that have the ability to transport beings. Alien beings are inside the orbs. Okay, and don't even get me going on the shape-shifting. Look, watch the movie Independence Day. All of this stuff is in the movies. It's all in the movies. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Okay, so there's... Yeah, so let's see if this one here is worth playing. I know that I'm over the hour a little bit.
It's me, but for the last few days, I have been having this weird feeling like something big is about to happen, right? Like this weird feeling of impending doom. I have been having this crazy feeling like in my belly. I don't know what it is, okay? To be brutally honest, I feel like something is already happening. And here's why. For the last few days, there have been crazy reports of dense, thick fog in many states all over America, in addition to the UK. Now, this is not your regular fog, because a lot of people have been reporting that they have been seeing some weird type of mist mist coming out of the sky with this fog, okay? In addition to that, there have been 4 plane crashes, y'all, within the last 5 days, okay? 3 of those plane crashes occurred within the last 24 hours. You had one on Christmas Day in Kazakhstan, and then within the last 24 hours, you had one in South Korea, Nova Scotia, as well as Norway. In addition to that, y'all, so many people have been reporting this weird sickness, whereas though they're having muscle soreness, sore throat, body aches, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, the whole nine, and they said that this sickness had just been coming out of nowhere. I don't know about you, but I feel like something big is happening or about to happen, and these people just are not telling us. What are your thoughts?
All right. So I know over the hour, and I got to be careful because this could go on for a while. Here's the thing. The aliens in the Black Ops in different parts of the world work together and share alien technologies. That's why we now have quantum computers coming out and quantum computing chips, which are going to completely make obsolete all the other computers in the world. I'm not going to get into all that. That's ours. Here's the thing. Common sense. If we decide we want to analyze the likelihood that the government, a lot of people out there on Twitter are like, the government's doing this, the government's doing that. Well, just recently, believe it or not, yesterday toward the end of the day, more and more people started to put like pictures of drones, alien drones, get it? Wink, wink. Spraying fog across the nations, across the world. The problem is the delivery system. If you look at what the government has, oh, well, they can use the secret space program. No, they can't. No, they can't. No, they can't. They would need an army of atmospheric-based distribution technologies to get this fog to roll across this much area. We're talking like 27 states in the United States alone. Never mind Belgium. Never mind, the United Kingdom, which isn't exactly a small piece of land, by the way. All right. And many, many more places that have probably been hit that we don't even have on the inventory. We, you know, people only woke up to this stuff a couple of days ago and started saying things. Belgium got hit. Okay. My friend Chamil got sick from it. All right. There are people I know all over the place that are getting sick from it. This is why it's important to make yourself some hydroxychloroquine. And if you can buy some colloidal silver, buy some colloidal silver. What's the hurt? All right. Here's the thing. Oh, and selenium. S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M. Selenium. Get yourself some selenium and zinc. Sometimes you can buy selenium and zinc combined into a single pill, but you need to take a good amount of that every single morning, and your kids, if you can get them to take it. But definitely make the hydroxychloroquine the natural version of it and have a cup, an 8-ounce cup every morning. We need to do what we can do from an earthly standpoint with God's food, to protect ourselves, but also pray. Declare the holy fire of God around you. And a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit that will blow it white hot in Jesus' name. Protect yourselves with the power of Jesus Christ that you were given. We're all going to have to get good at that. We should be good at it by now. But if we're not, work on it now. Listen to the prayers that I say. Listen to how I say them. It's like fervent, passion, heartfelt. Thank you, Jesus. Kick it out! Hallelujah. We have the power of Jesus Christ, and there is no reason why we should have to be the victim. And we can also use God's food and the things that God has given us to help us protect ourselves from these things. And a little bit of common sense. God doesn't want us to jump off of a mountain and, you know, like with Jesus, and, oh, you know, when he was out in the desert under the temptation of Satan. No, we don't test God. But what we can do is we can pray, we can divinely protect ourselves with the holy fire of God, we can use the name of Jesus and plead his blood all over us and our loved ones, all over our property, all over our homes, and this is something we should be doing every single day. We're in a time right now which we're running out of time. Okay, if I was to use a football analogy, I would submit that it's the championship game and we are on the 2-yard line. If we don't get across that 2-yard line, well, we probably miss out on an opportunity to really serve God in a mighty way. And now's the time to be all that you can be. We were raised up on this earth for a time such as this. Do not be afraid. Be strong. Praise is unbelievably powerful. You should be teaching yourself to say, "Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah." I pray like that all the time. I have myself a little gratitude stone. It's just a little stone that has gratitude written on it. I put it beside my laptop. Just reminds me to just stop, drop, pray, and praise every day. All right, so anyway, I hope that you've been blessed by this program. I hope that we plucked out the things that are the most important. Be advised, there is no distribution system that can put fog all over the world that was made by any government. They don't have the ability to do that. That means they would need help distributing the fog. Now, where would they go to get that help? One might ask. Anyway, I pray that you are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Until the next time, I pray in Jesus' name that where two or more are gathered together on earth, Matthew 18:19, that which we ask will be given us. And Father, we pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. Hallelujah. God bless you all. One more thing. If I haven't made this clear, I believe the fog is a vector for spreading the Sears sickness, the H5N1 sickness, or whatever they want to call it. They'll probably give it a completely different name, something real scary. And they're claiming a 50% mortality. Keep this in mind, folks. If people were fighting in the middle of grocery stores over COVID because someone wasn't wearing a mask and they felt that their children were being endangered by that individual, imagine the violence that will occur when there's a 50% mortality rate. I don't want to be all spooky, hairy, scary, and all that kind of stuff. I want to help you to understand, to be wise as serpents. How about that? To be as wise as serpents. Anyway, God bless you all. Praise you, Jesus.